On Monday, the 1st of November, eligible South African voters will make their way to the IEC voting stations to participate in the 2021 local government elections. But what is the significance of these elections in our current social and political climate? We spoke to an independent elections analyst, David Scholes, to unpack this. Scholes explains what happens in the different kinds of government elections.
We have national government elections where we elect our national parliament. That is the parliament which decides which party governs the country and also elects the president. Then we also have provincial government elections where we essentially elect our provincial parliaments, right? And within those provincial parliaments, we elect premiers to run different provinces. And that's the second kind of election, basically the one that we decide who runs various provinces. And then finally, the final tier is this one, right? When we elect local government or municipal councils to decide who's the mayor or councillor for a particular area.
He believes that local government elections are important not just for the political parties, but for ordinary South Africans as well.
These elections are enormously important for basic service delivery, right? Because it dictates who is in control of those budgets and who makes decisions about service delivery in our lives. I mean, therefore, it's a super important outcome, and I think for the parties, it's also very important because it showcases, you know, where the parties govern. It gives them a possibility to really tangibly show whether they can govern and how they govern and how they prioritize in government.
This year's government elections come with a lot of uncertainty. South Africans have been showing discontent with political parties and their leaders. Scholes lists some of the interesting factors to look out for in these elections.
There are a couple of new parties on the scene, right, that may disrupt things. So the one is Action SA in Gauteng and eThekwini, right, in particular. And it looks, you know, we don't know how well they will do, but it looks like they will get some support, right, based on what we see from the campaign trail. So I think they could have a potentially disrupting impact in Gauteng. It's one, this Action SA, and Mashaba's party, that's one interesting factor. The other interesting factor, I think, is also just in some of the metros, you know, we have been in coalition governments in Joburg, in Tshwane, and in Nelson Mandela Bay, right? And I think there's some possibility that that will continue. So the makeup of those coalitions will be very interesting. Or maybe somehow the ANC retakes it, or maybe the DA or some other party is able to win outright. Who knows, right? We'll have to wait and see. I think those are interesting question marks. And then there's a really interesting question mark on eThekwini, which is where Durban is, in KZN. That has historically been a very strong metro for the ANC, where they win 60 or 65% of the vote and easily govern it. But the EFF has made very big inroads in eThekwini in 2019. So they grew a lot, particularly in places like Umlazi, the center, the inner city of eThekwini, really making big inroads. And, you know, if they have the same kind of inroads in this election that they had in 2019, which I think is very likely, it means that eThekwini could actually be very marginal, where the ANC used to win it very easily. Then they come very close to 50, so just over or just under. So for the first time ever, eThekwini may actually be a coalition discussion, which will be, I think, very interesting and unusual for our politics. And then, of course, there's just been a lot of interesting ructions, right, in some of the parties. So, for example, the DA has had this whole kind of crisis around what happened in Phoenix and internal ructions in the party around that topic. It's an election with a lot of big question marks, and we have very little formal polling about this election. So it's very difficult to say what's going to happen. So it's quite an uncertain election.
Parties with influential leaders such as Action SA, GOOD, and One Africa Movement are participating in these local government elections for the very first time. Scholes answers how this will affect the results.
My one speculation is that I think there's a chance that Action SA could do quite well, particularly in the city of Johannesburg. The one interesting thing we saw was that the DA has taken out and paid quite a lot of money for advertisements on 702 radio to attack Action SA. Don't vote for Action SA, vote for us, vote for the DA, right? You don't go around spending millions of rands and marketing another party and attacking them if you don't think that they're a threat. In terms of, you know, the One South Africa Movement with Musi Maimane and independence, look, I think there's very little quantitative evidence to say one way or another how that's going to go. And we know historically independents have not done well. But the one thing which is interesting is the little bit of polling we do have just shows that a lot of people are frustrated with all of the political parties, actually. So a lot of people are not going to vote for this election because they're frustrated with all the parties. But maybe some of those people decide to go to independence, right? So I think that's one question mark. I really will not even speculate how I think it's going to go because we just really don't know. But it's one question mark for me. And then the other very interesting one, which I think you rightfully point out, is GOOD, right? The GOOD party with Jules Lowe. And we know that they've historically done particularly well in the coloured community. So that's very relevant for places like the northern suburbs of Nelson Mandela Bay, very relevant all across the Western Cape, and also in southern parts of Gauteng, particularly Innerdale, Riverlea, Elders, Eldorado Park. The one other interesting thing to just note about the coloured electorate as well is the Patriotic Alliance, right? The Gaitan McKenzie and Kenny Kunene's party. They seem to have made significant inroads in Eldorado Park, particularly in the south of Joburg as well. So they may impact the Johannesburg result and further complicate the coalition discussions if they do quite well, right? Which I think is a possibility if we look at some of the recent by-elections where they did quite well.
But do these new parties have the capacity to run local government municipalities?
The Muslim Imani and the One South Africa movement, look, it's a number of independents, right? So I think it will be very complicated if a number of independents win and have to govern in municipalities together, so we'll have to wait and see. But the one thing I will say about Action SA is, so firstly, you know, if you look at their candidates, right, and the people that are involved there, it's actually an interesting cross-section, particularly of former councillors, activists, people who have been politically involved before, across the whole spectrum. There's some ANC people there, there's even some EFF people there, there's a lot of DA people in there, there's also some people from business who haven't been in politics before. So I think Action SA is more, one can imagine that is a little bit more feasible, right? And I think the strategy that they've chosen is also very specific. They've chosen to target only a few municipalities where they think they can do well, but also probably where they think they have enough capacity to be able to govern, you know, if they were to have to form a coalition or maybe even govern, you know, I very much doubt they could win outright, but you know, in the crazy scenario where they do win outright, you know, I think they've specifically picked places where they have some capacity, right? So I think that is probably a wise strategic choice. But, you know, if they have to compete across all of South Africa tomorrow, yeah, I completely agree, then they would very much struggle. They certainly don't have the capacity to do that yet. They have to build up a lot. But I think particularly Johannesburg, Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, you know, they have some capacity. If you look at, you know, the former councillors, former MAKO members, etc., that are involved with them.
Next Monday, the 1st of November, has been declared as a public holiday. As registered, South African voters will be making their way to the polls to exercise their democratic right and choose a government for their municipalities. For Times Live Podcast, my name is Bulelani Nonyukela.